Hey everyone, this Friday is one of the most glorious food days ever, National Sandwich Day. So to get you ready, I'm bringing on Dietz Hoffman, the founder of Leaf and Grain, to make our picks for the best sandwiches in Houston. It's Wednesday, November 1st, 2023. I'm Raheel Ramzanali, and here's what Houston's talking about. Dietz, welcome in to CityCast Houston. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be on.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to start with this. In high school, we're all known for something, right? In high school, there's the kid who's going to be the president, the kid who's going to own a successful business one day. You were the kid to own a sandwich shop, right? Like that was your thing.
Yeah. In high school, I was visiting colleges up in Philadelphia, and of course, the Philly cheesesteak is a big thing up there. And I saw how busy these places were. And there's not, you know, this is back in 2004. So just food trucks were not a thing at that point in time. And so there was nothing like that in Houston. And so I came back from this college trip and I wouldn't shut up about like, gosh, I mean, we should really do something like this. We should do that. And they were like, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard, because I had no experience at a restaurant at the time. And so it ended up being in the yearbook, I think, really as a trolling mechanism. It was,
yeah.
So, and now, you know, I guess things ended up working out this way. But yeah, pretty funny. Certainly the most bizarre of the in 20 years superlatives.
I've never heard most likely to own a sandwich shop. I've never heard that or seen that in a yearbook. So that's pretty cool. And now, of course, with Leaf and Grain, you guys are churning out some awesome sandwiches. So that's really cool to see. Now, before we get to our best sandwiches discussion, we need to establish some ground rules, okay? First of all, is a hot dog a sandwich in this conversation?
No, a hot dog is not a sandwich. I think that's such a funny, I didn't even realize that was a conversation until a couple years back. I think what makes a sandwich, I think you can have the bread joined. I think that's okay. I think what makes it a sandwich is you have to be able to set it on its side. Like, I think you have to eat it from its side. But a cheesesteak is certainly a sandwich in my opinion. But you eat that with it turned over a little bit. So that's yeah. What do you think?
I would say it is a sandwich, right? Look, it's bread, it's meat, and you can close it. You can eat it on the side. You can set it down. It actually has a lot of structural integrity when you set it down. So
okay.
I'm going to go sandwich on this one. But again, this is something that people get really fired up about. Okay, let's go with the heavy hitters first, okay? Right out the gate, let's get our best overall sandwich in the city of Houston. What do you got, Dietz?
You know, I think I got to go with the Cali Connect from Central Market.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's good, man. It's really good. You know, there may be some more elaborating on that down the road, but they've got texture, flavor. It's all dialed.
Yeah, for me, that is such a good sandwich. And I have it as one of my picks later on in the conversation. But why do you like it so much?
Man, they've got the perfect combination of flavors. It's really well balanced. There's some sweetness in there. The textures are great. It's savory and sweet at the same time. The bread is almost always nicely toasted. They've got it figured out, man. It's a marvel.
Yeah, the pesto, it has like a chipotle mayo, it has the caramelized onions on it. So here's my trick. Are you ready for this one? It comes on sourdough bread, right? Like the original one.
Mm-hmm.
Get it on ciabatta. It is so much better, because what they do is it's bigger. The bread just holds up a little bit nicer. So that's my play. And you get one, you can split it between two people. It is so big.
Yeah, that's smart, because it can get a little bit messy with the, I think, does it come on sourdough? Whatever that bread it comes on, it can get a little messy. So the ciabatta, that's smart. All right, I'm going to do that next time for sure.
Yeah, that's your play. Okay, for me, the best overall sandwich, this is one that I always get when I just need that hit, right? Like, I just want a delicious sandwich that I know is going to be consistently good. And that's the truffle egg salad at Local Foods. This sandwich has been my go-to for years now. My hack on this one is you get double potato chips as your sides, and you get that hot sauce that they have. Put the potato chips in there, put that hot sauce in there, and now you got that spicy crunch with that perfect truffle egg salad. It is the best. The bread is always good. The Parmesan cheese on there is sharp. I love this sandwich.
Man, I have not had that one, honestly, but I think next next time I'm in that neck of the woods, I'm definitely going to have to try. I'll try it your way.
Yeah. Everyone gets the crispy chicken sandwich, which is okay to me, but the truffle egg salad, oh man, it never misses.
Amazing.
Okay, let's go to our next category, Dietz. This one is all about H-Town, okay? What is the most uniquely H-Town sandwich? I have no definition for this category. It's just something I always have on our food episodes. What is your most uniquely H-Town sandwich?
So have you ever been to Nielsen's Delicatessen?
Yes, the one right there off of 610.
Yeah, right there. It's on Richmond. It's been there. It's been a business for like 75 years or something. I'd probably go with just the standard turkey sandwich from there. I say it's like the most uniquely Houston sandwich because I don't think it could survive anywhere else. It is so basic, and they have like the special Nielsen sauce. I grew up on that sandwich, which is extremely popular, but like their special sauce is basically like I think just mustard and mayo 50-50.
Yeah.
But it's like an acquired taste. And it's very much just when I think about like what's an old school uniquely Houston sandwich, that's what I landed on. That's what I grew up on growing up here.
That's such a good pick. And for me, my pick is something I grew up on as well. And when I used to work at my dad's store off of Harwin, I would always go to Parisian Bakery and go get their banh mi. And banh mi's now have turned into like a $10 sandwich, and you've got, you know, sriracha mayo on there and more craft ingredients and all that stuff. But the Parisian Bakery banh mi is the original banh mi that I grew up on, and it is still so good. They still do the buy five, get the sixth one free. So you end up buying so many sandwiches, you bring them back for the entire family, and the chicken is so flavorful. It is crispy, and then the ingredients are always fresh, and you see the sandwich being made right there. It's not just like pre-made and they just give you a sandwich. You order there and there's a lady working there making 10 sandwiches at the same time. I love that place.
Yeah, it's so good. A few years back, we did a banh mi grain bowl. And as part of that, Houston has some of the best banh mis in the country. So we bounced around to like, I don't know, 7 different shops trying to hit the best ones. And Parisian has an incredible banh mi.
Yeah, see, that's why we're kindred spirits here, because we get it, man. It's an institution. And when you go in there, you can also get some croissants. You can get some other baked goods. And Parisian Bakery has multiple locations. So shout out to them. I know there's some other OG banh mi shops as well, but for me, it's Parisian Bakery.
Nice.
Okay, now let's get to lunch, because I think the sandwich is synonymous with lunch, right? Like you always want it for lunch. This can be something that's a little bit quicker on the go. You can just pick it up, or you can sit down and eat whatever you define as lunch. What's your best lunch sandwich in H-Town?
So on this one, I got to do a little home cooking. That's I really love the Leaf and Grain Avocado Turkey Club. We spent about 6 months developing that sandwich. And first of all, we make our own sourdough bread, which in my opinion, the number one thing about a great sandwich is the bread itself. You got a traditional club, but then we add in some sun-dried tomato and black pepper aioli, which is a unique flavor contribution to the sandwich. And then we balance that out with a little bit of avocado, and it really hits, man. I love that sandwich. I eat it all the time.
Oh, nice. You get high off your own supply.
Yeah, you know, it's a thing. You know, I just told somebody 30 minutes ago, I eat Leaf and Grain at least 1.5 times a day. That's the thing. You got to be able to eat your own food. So if it's not any good, then it doesn't work.
So Dietz, when you say it took 6 months to develop, what does that exactly mean?
Well, first of all, you've got, man, making your own bread, making good, high quality bread is, we just finished developing our own ciabatta, for instance, and that took about 4 months, which piggybacked off of some of the learnings that we had from developing our own sourdough. So just making the bread itself was a big part of that. And then, you know, anytime we add something to the menu, we're doing, I mean, dozens of trials at least, making sure that the flavor profiles all match up, and you got to figure out what's the right thickness of tomato slice, what's the right cut of the lettuce, what speck of tomato. So it ends up being a really involved process. And, you know, our big thing other than our team is our product. So if the product isn't dialed in, we can't produce it. So it's, everything's a long R&D process.
Well, next time you need somebody to come try out sandwiches and you're like, hey, Raheel, we need you for 2 months to just eat turkey sandwiches. I'm your boy. Like that, I am good at that. You know, that sounds like a great job. Okay, for me, my best lunch sandwich, we talked about it earlier. It's your number one overall sandwich. It's Central Market's Cali Connection on ciabatta. You have to get that. You go in there. Sometimes the line can be a little bit longer around lunchtime, so you want to plan a little bit ahead or just go a little bit later. But when you get that sandwich, I put fresh jalapenos on it as well. They toast it. It comes out. It is hot. It's cold also because the deli meat, and it just hits perfectly every time. You can sit right there and eat it. You can take it back to the office. Of course, you got the big wall of drinks that you can pick from and some desserts if you want. So I love that place. I always like going to Central Market anyways, but that Cali Connection, I love making a trip there just for that sandwich.
So good, man.
Houston's original neighborhood downtown is for everyone, and it's popping. It's our open-hearted home for our biggest celebrations and our treasured hidden gems. From the world-class theater district to incredible green spaces like Discovery Green, downtown is the place to be. In fact, more people visited downtown Houston last year than the entire population of Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio combined. There's no better time to live downtown than now. From starter apartments to luxury lofts, everyone can take advantage of the arts, business, culture, entertainment, food, and recreation. Now, you might think of downtown as only the heartbeat of Houston's regional economy, which it is, but there's so much more to it, including free events throughout the week with Downtown Houston Plus. From the Market Square Park Farmers Market every Saturday to Yoga Flow every Wednesday, you can find something to do and eat and watch in downtown Houston. Learn more at downtownhouston.org. Downtown Houston, get energized and revived.
Okay, now let's get to best non-traditional sandwich, right? We've got the turkey, we've got the Cali connections, we've talked about those, but let's go non-traditional. What do you got for me?
I'm going with the Philly cheesesteak from Texadelphia. That's another one that I grew up in high school and middle school, going there. You get the mustard blend, cover it in mustard blend, and then you also get a side of queso. And I feel like kind of every other bite, you dunk it in the queso. It's an indulgent item, but I love that one. And it's, Philly cheesesteaks are not as easy to come by in Houston, even still today.
Yeah, I'm surprised the Philly cheesesteak trend never took off here, right? Like, you had Texadelphia, you had Jake's Philly Cheese. You've had some other national brands come in and kind of survive, but we never jumped onto the Philly cheesesteak trend like we did on other sandwich trends.
Yeah, it's true. I also wondered the same thing. When I was younger, we would go in and it wouldn't be that packed. And we were like, this is the best thing out there. You know, I feel like we ate that before every single athletic event to power up. And it was never as busy as I thought it should be. So I don't know. I don't know what the answer is to that, but it sure is good. Yeah.
Okay, for me, you got to go to Hillcroft and go to Bismillah Cafe and get their bun kebab. Their bun kebab is so good. So what it is, it's like a patty of meat sauteed/fried. You've got fresh onions on there. You've got some chutneys on there. And it's all on a hamburger bun and not some Kraft, you know, organic bun. This is just your standard hamburger bun. You know, you get 10 of them for a dollar and you just put it on there. And this sandwich is perfectly created for bite. Like, you just get a crisp bite at the top, then you get the meat and you get the chutney hitting. Oh, I love this sandwich. And there's so many good places to get a bun kebab. But to me, Bismillah Cafe is the most flavorful one and the most consistent as well.
Yeah, I saw that one on your list, and there, I try to hit everything. Houston's so big, it's impossible. But I definitely saw that one on your list and added it to my things I want to do memo that I keep. So I'm excited. I'm really excited to try that one.
Yeah, and they have so much good food over there. And of course, on Hillcroft, you got so many different options to pick from. But for just a bun kebab, a street sandwich that a lot of the South Asian population grew up on, this is the one you got to try.
Amazing. Can't wait.
Okay, now we've talked about some really decadent sandwiches and some game changers, but let's go with a simple sandwich that's a game changer. This can be from anywhere. I'm okay with you picking a national chain. It's all good here. What do you got?
Yeah, I think we're really on the same page on this one. I went with a torta from Cochinita & Co. in the East End. Mm. They do an alternating torta every, I think it's Thursday nights. And Chef Elizondo, she's incredible. If you've not made it over there, highly recommend. But I had the torta there one time recently, and everything's in just kind of in perfect harmony with you know, for being a simple thing, it's the way she does it. It's just everything's in harmony.
Yeah, that's such a good way to put what a torta is, right? It's simple, but everything works in harmony. I love that. Now, you can go anywhere, right? Like, there's so many good taco trucks, so many good restaurants that make a good torta, and everyone has their own little secret one, right? For me, you're going to have to drive a little bit, okay, because it's closer to where I live out in Richmond, Texas, but Taqueria La Paria is a food truck that posts up outside of a Chevron, and they're open every day but Sunday, which I hate because Sunday's the day I really want a torta, but the torta there, they are changing the game. The cheese is perfectly melted. Their refried beans are great. The guacamole / avocado is always fresh. And then the meat is flavorful. It's crispy. And everything works together. And, of course, the salsa game is on point. So I get it. Everyone has their favorite torta. But for me, it's Taqueria La Paria. I love that place.
Awesome. I honestly have not been. But definitely next time I'm in that area, I'm for sure going to hit it up.
You got to hit it. We got to go together because I live literally 5 minutes away, and it's turned into my daughter's favorite sandwich as well. Like, anytime I go, hey, what do you want? Like, you did a great job. You got all A's. What do you want as your reward? What do you want as your cheat meal or your cheat day here? And she's always picking the torta, which is awesome because I'm like, great, because I want one too now.
Yeah, man. Next time I'm over there, I'll hit you up and let's do it.
All right. Finally, let's get to our best knock your socks off sandwich.
So at Better Luck Tomorrow, they do brunch. And on the brunch menu, there is a spaghetti sandwich. And it's, yeah, it's exactly what it sounds like. And it's like two slices of Texas toast, nicely toasted and crisp on the outside. And then on the inside, it is just spaghetti. And it's crazy, but it really works. It's really good. I think the crispiness of the bread makes the spaghetti work as the textures kind of balance each other out. But they did a full overhaul of their brunch menu in the past couple years, and the only thing that stuck was the spaghetti sandwich. You know, Justin Yu is arguably certainly one of the best chefs in Houston, and that's his menu. So. But yeah, the spaghetti sandwich from BLT is probably my most mind-blowing one.
That sounds so good. For me, my knock your socks off sandwich is the Miko's hot chicken sandwich. I've gone to so many hot chicken places and I've tried so many of these sandwiches, but nothing compares to the OG Houston hot chicken sandwich spot, Miko's. And of course, they've got the brick and mortar now. And every time I go there, I get medium on the sandwich. And then, of course, you got to get the loaded fries. I go hot on the loaded fries because you got to take a little heat with that one. But the sandwich is cooked perfectly every time. The coleslaw on top, you can get hot honey as well now. And the bun is always toasted. It's buttery. When you take that first bite, you get the kick, but then the coleslaw cools it down a little bit. And I love it. And there's something about going there on a hot summer day where you're sweating. And then you eat the sandwich and it just gets hotter and hotter. So I love them. There's no other place that compares to them, including Hattie B's. I've had Hattie B's in Atlanta, and it just is not Miko's. Miko's does something differently.
There is something about eating, you know, whether it's a hot chicken sandwich or like buffalo wings, you eat it in the summer and you're already a little bit sweaty, and then you get that extra kind of the face that starts to bead down a little bit. I don't know why it's something that shouldn't feel like a good sensation, but for some reason there's like this I don't know, there's something to it.
Yeah, there's the Houston heat with the food heat. I don't know, it just like the sweat cools you down. It's so much fun, but I love them. That's one of my favorite sandwiches, so shout out to them. Dietz, that was a lot of fun, man. There are a lot of great recommendations here. Leaf and Grain, come check it out. The sandwich menu is up and running. Tell people about that real quickly.
Yeah, we've got three locations in Houston. We're a Houston-based company. I'm born and raised here. And we got a fourth location coming up in the beginning of 2024. Got salads, grain bowls, sandwiches, and smoothies. And it's a great spot. So we would love to have people come by and try it out.
I love that. Dietz, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. We had a great time.
That was Dietz Hoffman. You can check out his restaurant Leaf and Grain around H-Town. I've linked their menus and locations in our show notes. So I know I probably left off a ton of really delicious sandwiches around H-Town. So send me your nominees with the information in our show notes. That will do it for today. Thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something new. Everyone gets a superlative. So I can't even say the word. Everybody gets a superlative. I can't say it. All right, I'm going to re-pick that up because I cannot say superlative. All right.